Hello, everyone, and happy one-year anniversary to my male loneliness epidemic video. I'm happy to announce that since that video uploaded, the discourse has greatly improved. People all around the world are taking men's issues more seriously, and the gender war has finally come to an end. Just kidding, everything has gotten worse and nobody has learned anything. From the witches on The View cackling about how men are useless.
Do we need men?
Men are useless. I mean...
To women online saying they'd rather be stranded in the woods with a bear than a man.
Would you rather be stuck in a forest with a man or a bear?
Bear.
It seems that things have gotten more toxic than ever, and the gender divide couldn't be any wider, especially politically.
In 2008, 58% of young people leaned Democratic. 2012, 53%. And in the last two major election years, that percentage held steady at 55%. But in 2023, that number dipped below 50% for the first time since 2005. And you'll notice right here, they've started to lean more Republican. And that's partly because of one specific group, young men.
Okay, I know I said I was gonna focus on the gender war and not talk about politics for a while. However, I found a loophole. Politics is talking about gender war. With this election being hailed by the media as the man versus woman election, according to any and all data coming out recently, men all around the world have shifted more right, and women have shifted more left. But women going more left was not the focus of this month's outrage. The outrage, of course, was about men. That's right, we got our yearly, oh no, what is happening to men? Why are they moving to the right? Freakout. But unlike last year, this freakout isn't solely happening on the internet, no. It's also happening in Washington, D.C.
There are only 46 days until Election Day, and the Harris-Walz campaign is struggling to appeal to a group of voters that could determine the outcome of the election, and that is men.
The Harris campaign is making an aggressive last-minute effort to win over younger male voters.
Am I really going to make a video criticizing the Democrat Party days before the election? Of course I am. Now, before you celebrate or grab your pitchforks, this is not a pro-Trump video. This is a do better video. This is a mommy's not mad, she's disappointed video. Actually, I lied. Mommy's pretty mad. In this video, I am going to be addressing the Democrats' so-called man problem, the recent discourse about men moving right, the last-minute pandering the Democratic Party is doing to get them back, what they could be doing instead, and of course, going over some terrible opinions. Not my opinions. I have never had a bad opinion in my life. Except that one opinion. We don't talk about that one opinion. In a world where it seems like everything men do and like is toxic, from eating meat to working out to even having a beard. Oh wait, that reminds me. Before we get into this video, let's quickly give a shout out to today's video sponsor, Henson Shaving. If you've used a multi-blade razor, you're probably familiar with this story. Irritation, razor burns, and maybe even ingrown hair. Studies show two-thirds of men experience some form of irritation after shaving. It's something they just expect at this point. They deal with overpriced blades, irritated skin, and think that's just the way it has to be. Until now. Henson Shaving is on a mission to improve shaving with real innovation and a focus on your skin's health. Their razors are made with solid aluminum, making them not only durable, but environmentally friendly too. There's no plastic involved at all, even in the packaging, and the blades are fully recyclable. What really sets Henson apart is their engineering, with their Henson AL13 safety razor being manufactured in an aerospace machine shop that built parts for the International Space Station. This precision allows the blade to extend just a thousandth of an inch beyond the shave plane, less than the thickness of a human hair. The razor prevents any bouncing or skipping, resulting in an irritation-free shave every time. Henson even partnered with a medical imaging startup, and results indicated that the Henson AL13 razor significantly reduces razor burn in comparison to conventional multi-blade razors. Since I switched to using Henson as my go-to razor brand, my shaves have been more silky and smoother than ever. No more burns or cuts, just a close shave that feels amazing. In other words, no more leg beard. The best part is, once you invest in a Henson razor, it's a lifetime purchase. The only thing you need to repurchase are the blades, which only cost 10 cents each. 10 cents. So once you own a Henson razor, you'll only be spending $3 to $5 a year on blades, compared to the ongoing cost of buying those expensive plastic cartridges. Henson's store offers a variety of colors, so you can pick the razor that best fits your style. So head over to hensonshaving.com/shoe and use my special discount shoe at checkout to get 100 blades for free with your purchase of a Henson razor. Your skin and your environment will thank you. Big thank you to Henson for sponsoring this video, and thank you for not skipping the ad. You didn't skip the ad, right? And now, let's get back to the video. If you are a regular viewer to the Shoe on Head channel, first of all, I'm sorry. But also, you know by now, I have been documenting the internet and society in general's growing and widely accepted hatred of men. This has been happening for a very long time. And if you dare spoke up about it, you were called an incel or a pick me, depending on your gender. But seemingly, almost out of nowhere, there has been a change of heart.
You know, I think men are in crisis, actually, in this country. I think that plays out different ways, but I think we need to have a real conversation about that.
Wow, that's interesting. Mainstream media talking about this? I wonder why they care so much now. Democrats fear Harris losing too many male voters to Trump. Oh. Signs have been mounting that, for the first time in recent decades, Democrats may lose majority support from young men in 2024. The risk to Democrats is that this is not just a one-time fluke, but an indication of growing trouble with men in coming elections. Democrats can celebrate the support they are getting from young women, but they also need to take the disaffection of young men seriously, engage them directly, and respond to the visions of manhood and masculinity that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance are offering. All right, Kamala, you got 2 weeks to reverse anti-male propaganda and resentment fueled by our government, media, and institutions. How you gonna do it? Harris campaign creating space for white dudes. Oh, that's a great idea. I mean, a little too late, but I'm glad you're finally doing to be honest about role in history. Oh, it's always a space for white men to talk about how much they suck.
What made you start this group, White Dudes for Harris? And I suspect some of it has to do with the polling.
Yeah, for far too long, the left has essentially ceded white men to the MAGA right. There's large parts of the left who have gone out of their way to alienate white men over the last couple of years. And that's understandable in many ways. We decided that we wanted to create space for white men to be a part of electing Vice President Harris.
At the top of the call, White Dudes for Harris organizer Ross Morales Roquito said he wanted to address what he called the elephant in the room, criticism surrounding an event organized for white men given the country's history of racism. A lot of people felt uncomfortable about the call, he said. Throughout American history, when white men organized, it was often with pointy hats on. They can't even have their gay little Zoom call where they circle jerk about hating themselves without their own movement going, yikes! A bunch of white males in one space? Seems kind of like the KKK. Black people can have their little groups and that's fine, but if a bunch of white people get together, well, that's just called bread tube. Never mind. White dudes for Harris. I mean, she's doing pretty bad with Latinos, too. What's next? Hombres con Harris? Oh. So basically, men are leaving the Democratic Party in droves, and it's not looking too good for the Democrats. So it wasn't long until everyone's favorite discourse hit Twitter again. If Kamala loses, which is very possible, there needs to be a real discussion about how Democrats speak to and reach young men. If Kamala loses. If. If she wins, there doesn't have to be a discussion. We shouldn't change anything. Clearly, we're doing everything right. To be clear, I'm not saying we need to worry about women less or change any positions. I'm saying the polling around young men is concerning, and if it turns out to be true, we need to have a discussion about how condescending we are coming off to a huge part of the electorate. To be clear, I'm not saying we have to change anything. I'm just wondering why men aren't voting for us. What? I am gonna regret posting this so hard. And oh boy did he! The replies were insane, to say the least. I must admit, I cringed reading most of this. I feel that one thing you didn't address is the systemic entitlement bestowed upon white men in the US. That sense of entitlement, that privilege they've felt for eternity, is eroding. Systemic entitlement they have felt for eternity? They're like 22 years old! The f*** do you mean eternity? Who is this like 200-year-old man? So, young men are snowflakes with hurt fifis because they're not the center of attention anymore. Got it. So, are they poor little snowflakes, boo-hoo, or are they scary fascists that are gonna turn America into the Handmaid's Tale? Because they can't be both! You either care about the future, or you don't. You cannot simultaneously hand wave away, men moving to fascism, but also fearmonger about it. Hi, man here. Maybe men just need to stop being absolute pieces of dog shit? It seems like the easiest thing to do, right? I don't feel alienated or uncomfortable with Democratic messaging because I'm not a complete wannabe fascist cheese dick incel loser who thinks he's the good guy. Reddit and its consequences have been a disaster for the male race. They just need to get off their asses, stop playing video games, and get real jobs. First of all, what real jobs? These guys are coming out of college with useless diplomas and there are no jobs. Also, what an out-of-touch boomer-ass take. Get off your ass and stop playing those video games from the generation who watches TV 24/7. I don't want to hear it. Tell them to get therapy. Tell them whatever you told or gave to women in the 1950s. They made this bed, let them sleep alone in it. Or be f***ing better men. Any other group of people and it's, oh boo-hoo, poor baby, let me rewire all of society so your feelings aren't hurt. And then with men it's, get therapy. Be f***ing better. While there is truth in messaging needs to be better from Democrats as a whole, I reject that telling young men they need to be better is the problem. They are trash in their nature, and if they can't do the work to not be toxic waste of seed, that's on them. Vote for my team, by the way. We may not want to hear it, but this is what the data reflects. There is a massive loneliness epidemic in this country, which is disproportionately affecting men. Instead of calling them incels or mocking them, we should be willing to hear out their concerns. Wow, a surprisingly good tweet in a sea of bullshit. That's nice to see. I could be wrong, but I'm assuming you're a straight white man. So yeah, go do something about it. Why are you guys bothering the rest of us with this? I can't figure it out. Because I would like for Democrats to win the election. Why do you care about men suffering? Because I want to win the election. Amazing. This is the issue right here. Start seeing men as people and not numbers in polls. That is step one. You can't even do step one. Anyway, there were thousands of these kind of tweets in response to this guy. You get it. We've seen it all before. If I went through all of them, this video would be 3 hours long. White Dudes for Harris wasn't the only strange attempt the Democrats threw out at the last second to get the male vote.
Hey. White dudes, so I think we're all pretty sick of hearing how much we suck. Every time you go online, it's the same story. We're the problem. And yeah, some white dudes are. Trump and all his MAGA buddies are out there making it worse.
Are you f***ing kidding me? Years of these people saying men suck and are the problem, and now they're like, hey, fellow men, are you sick of being told you suck and are the problem? The audacity! Apparently, Kamala Harris has a secret weapon to win over male voters.
Kamala Harris is turning to her running mate, Tim Walz, hoping he is the secret weapon who can chip away at Donald Trump's support from men.
Much like how Trump chose Pence to win over the more establishment Republican voters, Kamala seems to have chosen Tim Walz to try and win over the white male vote. And boy are they trying. Now I don't hate Tim Walz, in fact I was pleasantly surprised when they chose him over Josh Shapiro. I like a lot of his policies, like his universal school lunch policy. That's an amazing policy, you'd have to be an insane freak to disagree with that. Or a libertarian. But I repeat myself. And there are a few times where he was speaking where I completely forgot he was running to be Kamala's VP and not president himself. And he actually brought a lot of energy to the Democratic stage for once. So what the f*** was this? Putting out a bunch of ads of Tim Walz changing the air filter in a car, clumsily shooting a gun, and drawing a political football play-by-play. Trotting out Walz like some kind of minstrel show of a white man. Like a man dressing up like a man for Halloween. You don't gotta do all this, bro, I promise you. And they don't shy away about how that's exactly what they are trying to do. Tim Walz is clearly a Midwest man's man, but he's the antidote to toxic MAGA masculinity. Despite his typically masculine resume as a Midwestern football coach and veteran, Walz is utilizing those qualities to push forward a more progressive, compassion-based form of masculinity. Part of being a vice president is understanding that you are just that, someone who is there to aid and support the president. Walz simply being there on the ticket with a woman and taking a back seat to his running mate, Vice President Kamala Harris, is him embracing his leadership role in a positive, masculine way. Football coach and cheerleader, how Tim Walz is defining masculinity. Amy Deal, a sexism researcher and author of the 2023 book Glass Walz, told USA Today that men like Walz who are intentional about rejecting traits and beliefs commonly dubbed as toxic masculinity are the tonic to harmful stigma associated with expectations of men and boys. He shows you can be masculine but also not threatened by women as equals or women who are in positions of power. In fact, you can be cheerleaders for them. Notice the common theme here, taking a back seat, cheerleading. Like, five different articles I read specifically used this word, cheerleading. Even a few about Kamala Harris's husband, Doug. God knows we need an antidote for all the lousy men in the news, and I think I found one. A lovable goofball who is happy to cheerlead for his wife, the vice president of the US. Thank God for Doug Emhoff. Successful guys can support their wives and be respected. You don't have to be the quarterback to play the game at an elite level. Emhoff and his breed of dudes who are giving it their best shot may never be as come hither to lost young men as the militant Andrew Tate models of manhood, but they are out there, and not unlike good husbands, will appear when they are needed. From the outside looking in, the right promises young men a return to the good times of the glorious past. You know, the one your grandfather had. The Coca-Cola ad rose-tinted version of the past. Back when you can afford a house and support a family on one income. While the left, which historically, in my opinion, had the policies to make that happen, are instead trying to sell men a vision of the future. And well, the future is female. A future where you're no longer playing the game, men. You're on the sidelines being a cheerleader. Doesn't that just sound so exciting? Like, what the hell is going on inside these DNC consultant meetings? I really gotta know. Does anyone have any ideas on how to appeal to young men? And please, for the love of God, do not say we have to offer them anything or change in any way.
I got it.
What?
Camo hats.
We did that.
Vasectomy bus.
We did that.
Have you perhaps tried nagging them?
Yes, yes, we've been doing that. Say, you know that whole male loneliness epidemic thing?
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Oh yeah.
It's a really nice place. Have you been here before?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite spots. I bring everybody here.
I said not go on a lot of dates, but...
Hey men, if you don't vote for Kamala Harris, women won't fuck you. Brilliant. Young men should know that if you vote for Trump, you're basically never going to get laid. I mean, is it incorrect? Don't think so. Trump gives girls the ick. Vote Harris, get laid. They are not beating the pretending to be progressive to get laid allegations with this one. Literally just endorsing woke fishing. When men pretend to be more progressive on dating apps to get laid. Do not do this, by the way. Be open and honest about your opinions. And no, you cannot fix them. Also, pretty weird and like low-key sexist to imply like women are some prize for voting the correct way. Hey, and if all else fails, go after the gooner vote.
Oh! Sorry, you can't do that.
What the hell, man? How'd you get in here?
I'm your Republican congressman. Now that we're in charge, we're banning porn nationwide.
I'm sorry. I love this ad. The one time they speak to men directly, and it's, hey men, the Republicans are gonna take away one of the only vices you use to numb the pain. So vote for us. Bleak. Just the absolute state of the world right now. Also, was that Germa? Believe it or not, this wasn't the worst of it.
I'm a man.
I'm a man.
I'm a man, man. And I'm man enough.
I'm man enough to enjoy a barrel-proof bourbon.
Neat.
Man enough to cook my steak rare.
You think I'm afraid to rebuild a carburetor? I eat carburetors for breakfast.
I'll tell you another thing I sure as shit am not afraid of. Women.
When I first saw this, I thought it was a parody created by Republicans to make fun of how hard the Democratic Party is trying to pander to men to get their vote. But alas.
I love women.
I love women who support their families.
Women who decide not to have families.
Women who take charge.
And I'm man enough to help them win.
Everything from them directed towards men has to have like this tone of irony or self-deprecation. They can't even do it sincerely. But apparently white men aren't the only demographic Kamala is struggling with.
This is the Democratic margin among black men under the age of 45 in presidential elections. You go back to November of 2012, what do you see? You see Obama by 81. Clinton only won him by 63. Then we're all the way down to Biden last time around by 53. A tremendous drop already. And then you take a look at the average of the most recent polls and Kamala Harris is up by only 41 points.
Democrats deployed their ultimate weapon, Barack Obama. At a campaign stump for Harris on Thursday in Pittsburgh, Obama said that despite Harris raising upward of $1 billion, we have yet to see the same kinds of energy and turnout in all quarters of our neighborhoods and communities as we saw when I was running. That lag in energy, he added, appears, quote, To be more pronounced, with the brothers. You're coming up with all kinds of reasons and excuses. I've got a problem with that, he said, because part of it makes me think, and I'm speaking to men directly, part of it makes me think that, well, you just aren't feeling the idea of having a woman for president, and you're coming up with other alternatives and other reasons for that. Once again, their only tactic seems to be getting in a man's face and going, tisk tisk, bad boy. Like a dog that just peed on the carpet. It's not 2014 anymore, Barack. Nobody cares about sexism, motherfucker. We can't afford groceries. What's crazy is, as far as I know, Kamala herself has never played the woman card. She has never played the sexism card. In fact, she actively pushes against it.
You've been reluctant to lean into, to talk about the historic nature of your candidacy on the campaign trail. Why is that?
Well, I'm clearly a woman. I don't need to point that out to anyone. The point that most people really care about is, can you do the job? And do you have a plan to actually focus on them?
I was proud. It's like they finally learned from Hillary Clinton's failure. But that didn't stop the media or fucking Barack Obama from doing it for her. Thanks, Obama. For all the Zoomers, thanks, Obama was a meme in like 2008. Yeah. It was funny back then. That would have slapped. While I was writing this video, Kamala and Gretchen Whitmore were getting ready to film a video at a bar together when Kamala was apparently caught on hot mic saying this.
Yeah. Oh, we have microphones and you're listening to everything. Oh, I didn't realize that.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
you'll
now
bleep
you tell
my
us.
F words.
We just told all the family secrets. Shit.
We need to move ground with men, so what we're gonna do is pretend to drink beer at a bar. Men like beer, right?
Cheers.
Cheers. Just talk about policy. Just be yourself. Just listen to men and what they want. Kamala, all you gotta do is talk. Actually, no. Now that I think about it, that might make it worse. Put Tim Walz out there, okay? Let Tim Walz do the talking. Don't dress him up as a man. You wanna know how to speak to men? Go to where they are. A good place to speak to young men is the Joe Rogan podcast, which Kamala hinted at going on, but then that never happened, and instead, Trump went on, and that episode hit like 20 million views in a day. But like, can you blame her? Joe Rogan is just one of the most popular podcasts in the world with a majority young male audience. I hate it here. Every time this topic comes up, so does the topic of like Andrew Tate, Jordan Peterson, internet algorithms, Gamergate, whatever.
There is a massive amount of right-wing radicalization that has been occurring, especially in younger male spaces. Any hobbies whatsoever, whether it's playing video games, whether it's working out, whether it's, I don't know, listening to like a history podcast or whatever, everything that they see is right-wing sentiment being expressed by individuals that they find charismatic.
But you can only blame internet algorithms for so much for so long. This automatic assumption that any dissent from liberal mainstream thought could only be caused by manipulation or brainwashing from podcasters is honestly a cope, in my opinion, and just an easy excuse for failing to reach anyone beyond your own subreddit. As if this all wasn't the result of like a stagnant neoliberal corpo hell world that created a vacuum that was just waiting to be filled with some kind, any kind of populism. The crazy thing is, the Democratic Party did have a candidate who successfully spoke to the demographic that they are currently trying so hard to reach. His name was Bernie Sanders. And every time he did speak to that demographic, or say he was concerned that the Democratic Party didn't do enough to speak to that demographic, he was called a sexist, a racist, he was backstabbed multiple times, and cheated out of winning the Democratic primaries. His fans were called Bernie Bros, and constantly berated as sexists and misogynists. His campaign was too white and too male, and this apparently was a top priority to remedy in future campaigns. We were told he was just like Trump and, quote, appealed to angry white men. Well, 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 who's trying to appeal to angry white men now, bitch? It's almost like Bernie's hyper-focus on working class issues, bread and butter issues, and populism was naturally attractive to men. No football or beer required. I miss him. And you know what? Maybe this shift with young men has less to do with who's holding the football and more of what happens when the DNC spends all their time and energy trashing the little bit of populism in their movement. And if you ask me, handing conservatives a monopoly on anti-establishment rhetoric on a silver platter was probably their first mistake. They kind of gave up on that bread and butter New Deal stuff for identity politics, and if you deny this, you are either lying or coping. The physical manifestation of the left has gone from the vision of the blue-collar union worker to a nagging, scolding fat woman with blue hair barging into everyone's spaces and culturally colonizing them. Change this, change that. I don't like this, I don't like that. It's just incredible for me to witness years of anti-male rhetoric finally come back to bite the left and Democrats in the ass. Watching these chickens come home to roost has just been both incredibly depressing and deliciously vindicating to me in a sick way, and I'm not sure if I should lend out a helping hand or Mufasa them off this f***ing cliff. Some Democrats are nervous the party was too late to realize the problem. These Democrats worry that the party has focused too much on courting women voters, LGBTQ voters, and culturally progressive voters, alienating too many men in the process. There's a recognition that we're losing men, and the things we're doing around men haven't been working. I think a lot of it is a reaction to social progressivism done the wrong way, says David Hogg. Young men, he says, feel like progressives look down on them for saying the wrong thing, even when it's a mistake. That discomfort is enough to drive them away from the Democratic Party, even if they don't necessarily agree with Republicans. They would rather be around someone they don't agree with who doesn't judge them, than somebody they do agree with who judges them constantly. Men aren't moving right because they are choosing fascism. They are moving right because the left made them the villains in their anime fanfiction. It's not that they all like Trump. It's that they all hate you, and no amount of camo hats is going to fix that. But do not get it twisted. I do not in any way, shape, or form believe the GOP is going to help men. I don't think they're gonna help anyone. Except maybe Israel. Do I think all of the left is some hyper-woke fat lady wagging her finger in men's faces like no fun allowed? No. If I did, I wouldn't call myself left-wing. I'm not a Democrat. I'm a registered independent. But the Democratic Party is historically better on policy, and despite their messaging, even when it comes to helping men. Healthcare, higher wages, paid family leave, labor protection, social security. Things Republicans have always fought against. And I think that's why this is extra frustrating to me. I don't say this with any love for the Republican Party. In fact, if anything, I say it with love for the Democratic Party. I fucking hate them, but deep down, I wish they could be better. I'm doing this for your own good. Shh. Go sleep, go sleep, shh. Go to sleep. I love you. Go to sleep. Shh. I just hope that whether Kamala wins or loses, the party can take a step back and evaluate what they're doing wrong. Because I don't think the Democratic Party should be the party for the gays and women. I think the Democratic Party should be the party for everyone, including angry white men. So in your opinion, what could the Democratic Party do to win back young men? Can they do anything? Are they fucked? To me, it might take decades of work to fix the culture, the rot that infests the progressive ideology. It is going to take a lot of work to fix, but I think it's worth it, not just for the Democratic Party's sake, but just for society's sake. If you like this video, please consider donating to my Patreon, link down below. It really helps the channel out, and I appreciate it so, so much. Also, thank you for 2 million subscribers. That's insane. And I will see you guys with a new video soon. Bye! Let me be in charge of the DNC for a day, Nancy Pelosi. I am very normal and can be trusted with that amount of power.